Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative local Panera. We're all eating bagels. Candy brought in some bagels, ordered bagels.
I'm starved.
So I know, it's so good. Anyway, Sam Abel is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, always joins us after a city council meeting. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Good to have you. All right, you guys did some budget work. You did some rate structure work last night. There's a lot of stuff to get to here. Let's start with the one that I think is going to come as the biggest surprise to people, and therefore let's get it out of the way first. You guys are looking into making Shoreline Park South, which is everything on the outside of the road, basically everything from the road to the water. So that's all of that Shoreline Park South. North is the community center area, is what I think of it as. You guys are looking into making this paid parking. Is that right?
We are, yes, Andrew. So this has been months of discussion. You know, really what this boils down to is you have a small peninsula community, and we are still offering the only boat ramp into deep water that's used by the entire south end of the county that is preferable for larger boats. So we have, the county has Oriel Beach boat ramp,
right,
and it's very problematic. It's shallow water. The county tries to make improvements, and, you know, you have sedimentation that occurs very quickly. And so boats just don't prefer that ramp. Of course, we still don't have Wayside Park open because of a hurricane damage from Sally, and just receiving that area back over from FDOT. And so the idea here is it helps us manage the parking spaces and the capacity that we have. So if you are a city resident, then you would have a decal and you would not have to pay to park. What we are hearing a lot is residents saying, wait a minute, we pay for the upkeep of these facilities, but I can't get into the dog park. We tried signs, Andrew. For 2 months, we tried signs that say, don't park in this area. We have boaters who are parking in our handicapped parking spaces in front of the dog park. You can't get into the gate. Now, this isn't every day. This is during peak periods. But also what we talked about, Andrew, last time as the council brought up, that we have businesses who, if you go online, use our Shoreline Park as their business address, and they're renting jet skis, and they're renting different water vessels. And so our waterfront dog park is actually frequented from residents all the way to Navarre Beach. So they're coming, they drive all this way for the dog park. They can't get there because jet skis are pulled up all along the beach. Too many uses, not enough space when it is surrounded by wetlands and a very popular wetlands boardwalk. And so the council who are, I'm very blessed. I have a council who are business leaders. They own their own companies, they're administrators. And they said, you know, we can't do all things in a small contained space. We need to lean in and do better at what we already do well. And so last night when they reviewed the park's fee schedule, they, again, doubled down on if you are providing rentals, that is going to have to cease and desist. We'll let, you know, start noticing everyone and letting them know. But we are going to lean into the charter fishing for small vessels because we're about to put $1.2 million in improvements to continue to provide amenities for recreational fishing and for our small charter fishermen. And so we're going to lean in and do better at that. We talked about adding that to your business tax receipt, what the rules are, so that because we also had citizens sharing with the council last night how some of the charter fishermen are jumping in line at the boat ramp. They're throwing their waste overboard, and a lot of that comes down to code enforcement that was there present at the meeting last night. So lots of discussion, but it comes back to paying to park. The first half hour will be free. After that, it's $1 an hour. Up to $10 for 24-hour period. So we're not talking about a lot of money. We've already been requiring that you pay for the boat ramp, but because those boaters and everyone up there were parking everywhere, we're now looking at Shoreline Park South as that single destination place, and it will help us manage that capacity, Andrew.
When is that going to start?
It will start in September, and so we'll be spending the rest of this month letting our residents know that they need to make sure to go online and register and get that decal.
Okay, wow. Okay, so just to be prepared for it. And, of course, this, you know, as you say, city residents will have the sticker, but non-city residents like myself, like if we come down for you know, it used to be that you'd have like the chili, you know, the gumbo cook-off, or you'd have the fishing, you know, the kids fishing event and things like that. And there will be now having to pay for the parking there. We're talking to Sam Abel, the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Sam, hang on for just a second, because you had a couple of other interesting news notes from last night I want to get to. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. There is an accident on Avalon and I-10, but it looks like it has been moved off to the side. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Sam Abel. So no more of the jet ski rentals, as you guys had talked about before, an implementation of paying to park at Shoreline Park South. You guys also had a conversation about solid waste, which is garbage and recycling. And one of the problems we have around the region is high contamination rates for recycling, something that ECUA is having to deal with, and the city's gone away from even having recycling at the moment. What are you guys doing with that?
Yes, if you're a fixer, Andrew, solid waste is something that is, you know, on a global scale, it's something that we have to figure out, right? I mean, you absolutely know what's happening with the China sword and the fact that Asian countries who used to take our refuse are no longer doing that. So landfills are building up at a faster rate. This is a huge issue that our generation is going to have to fix. There's no two ways about it. And so you're seeing those impacts now trickle down to a local level. And what we told our residents last night is that we worked really hard to be able to provide some definitive statements in a very, you know, uncertain and shifting climate. You're reading, of course, what's happening with the city of Pensacola,
right,
due to the high contamination rates, the decisions they're having to make. Likewise, you know, just over a year ago, Santa Rosa County had to do the same. And so Santa Rosa County tried to educate residents to make sure not to have contamination in their recycling bin. It didn't work. And so now they've gone to a system where you pay for the service, an additional payment for the service of recycling. And so the participation, you know, took a nosedive,
sure,
but at least the recycling doesn't have pizza in it anymore.
Right.
So Gulf Breeze, our contamination rate has always been very, very low. And so we're, the national average is usually hovers around, you know, 20 to 24%.
Oh, that's really good. Ours, okay. I mean, it's not great, but it's way better than, you know, 50%,
yeah,
right?
That's right. And so, right. So Gulf Breeze, ours is well below that. And we put information out on our websites. We let our residents know. We give them a scorecard. Great job. You've had another month of low contamination.
Look at you being second grade teachers with the gold stars. Go on.
Well, it is something that, you know, we want to make sure for as long as possible that we can participate in recycling. I say we because, Andrew, I cannot go to a civic club without being asked about the status of recycling. Our residents care.
Yeah.
They very much care about recycling. It's a value for our community. And so what we have determined from ECUA MRF is they have shared with us, yes, we will continue to accept, you know, your recycling. That contract hasn't come yet, but the city has some options right for right now. We are sending our recycling to Santa Rosa County, where it is commingled with the rest of the county participants who are paying an extra fee for the pleasure of doing so, and then it is hauled to the ECUA MRF. We may do that. However, we're hearing that there might be a rate increase, and so our hauler has also said that they would take it directly to the ECUA MRF versus going kind of around your back to get to your elbow,
yeah,
the way that we do now.
Yeah, that's a long way around for sure.
But if you're looking at it as the hauler, you're making sure you have a full truck,
right,
before you make that route. That's,
yeah,
why they, you know. And so that's one option. Fort Walton Beach, Michael Beattie, who is a prior city manager, he actually retired to try to tackle some of these issues. He is at the helm, hoping to have by April 2024 a new material recycling facility.
Competition for the Escambia MRF. Okay, all right.
Yeah. So that'll be great. Not competition, but certainly redundancy. So as we saw with ECUA, you know, when you have a fire, you have a part that it's going to take a month to replace. At least it can give some options in the region. So good news there for our residents is that we don't expect an interruption, you know, in service with all of these changes we're hearing happening in communities around us.
Got it. Okay. Well, a lot of interesting stuff. It always is. We talked to Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, giving us a good recap of the city council meeting from last night. Sam, as always, thanks for joining us. Thanks for the information and thanks for serving the city and making sure that it runs right. Getting the trains to run on time, so to speak. We appreciate the work.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
You bet. 821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have noticed that your folks, okay, you might be a little bit older, okay, and your folks are starting to show, I don't know, maybe there are some things that they're forgetting, or maybe they're just having trouble with cooking and cleaning, and maybe you don't feel as comfortable with them driving, or maybe bathing and dressing and grooming, you know, those kinds of things. Maybe